Back in Ypsilanti, our Wood County Hospital postgame show, a celebratory one after a 75-71 Bowling Green win over Eastern Michigan. Head coach Michael Huger joins us now to talk about it. And coach, the Eastern Michigan zone, as advertised, they really gave you guys fits. For 16 minutes, you only had 13 points. But late in the first half, something changed and you started to have success. Can you take us back to that point and tell us what adjustments were made or what the guys did differently?
We actually went small out of necessity. We had our big guys in foul trouble early. Derek Koch picked up two. DiMaggio picked up two. So we had to go small at that point. And that's when we started to hit shots with our four guards in. We were able to hit a lot of shots, and that created the success for us against those guys. And, you know, we were able to rebound against that size and length, and that was the biggest key for us. And, you know, we were able to make shots. That's it, man. That zone is very, very long and athletic, and they're all over the place. So it's like they're playing with six guys, and that's the difference.
Coach, today, Antoine Lillard, my uneducated opinion, the best game of his career. Talk about his play today.
Oh, it was definitely uneducated opinion just now, but he was very good. He was very good. He was special today. And, you know, when he's engaged and locked in, he is very, very good. And he was engaged and locked in today for the 45 minutes that we played. He was into it with his teammates when he subbed out. He played hard. He gave me everything that he had today. And I would like to get that going forward. You know, the rest of the season is how I think he should play. You know, so just want to get him prepared every game in order to play with that type of energy and that type of focus. And he definitely was really good today.
It looked like he didn't settle for stuff. He was good at getting the ball inside the zone, making good passes, and really just his approach was so good in that zone offense.
He was the key for us. He was able to find the right passes. He was willing to take a chance on throwing passes where you have other guys not willing to take a chance on those passes if they have turned it over. He's willing to take a chance. So I have to live with that, you know, with the opportunity that he created for our guys and throwing those passes. Sometimes he'll turn them over, but it's the right idea and the right pass. So, you know, it wasn't something where you would take him out for those turnovers or anything like that because he was finding the right guy and making the right pass. So he was very good today, and I hope that carries on the rest of the season.
Matt Fox doing Matt Fox things, six bombs, and against this zone, you need those.
You need a guy who can really shoot it, and Fox was that guy tonight for us. He didn't have much of a look, but when he got those looks, he shot them and shot them with confidence. And, you know, the first couple he missed, and I stuck with him, and he was able to knock a couple down, and, you know, that opened up the floodgates for him. So he did a great job of shooting those shots and knocking them down and giving us that lead. So he was great. He was great.
You know, the other key thing, Coach, you really got a kind of a stalemate in the pivot. James Thompson, the fourth, 14 and 14, but your guy, DiMaggio Wiggins, 15 points, 11 boards. That was a battle between two juniors going at it, and you kind of got a stalemate there, which I guess is okay.
It is definitely okay. You know, the biggest thing for us right now with him, he had 14 rebounds, but only one offensive rebound. So DiMaggio did his job, and that's all I could ask for was to keep him off the offensive glass, and that's what his job was, and that's what he did. So job accomplished for DiMaggio.
Also, Daquan Plowden didn't have a great stat line. He had 4 points, but he took a couple of charges and seemed like he knew what to do in that zone, too. I thought Daquan really contributed today.
We put him in the right spot to be successful, and he was. He took some charges for us. That was huge. He was willing to put his body in there to sacrifice for the good of the team. So he was very good today also. He made some really good passes. It's also hard to pass against that zone with the size and length, and he did a great job of finding the right guys and hitting the open man. So I'm very pleased with Daquan as well.
Well, Coach, road wins are always sweet in conference. Road overtime wins, even rarer. We'll let you go celebrate this one. We'll talk to you Monday at Frickers.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Michael Huger joining us here in Ipsy. Bowling Green wins over Eastern Michigan in overtime, 75-71.